Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Allison. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about public relation. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. A good PR practitioner will analyze the organization, find the positive messages and translate those messages into positive stories. Advertising is paid media, public relations is earned media, social media can augment PR efforts and serve as an amplifier. This has been a very successful project with many people who are interested in making social networks more efficient. I think it would be helpful to make sure that you don't have too much influence on your team or network. Quote, the biggest problem for Facebook was their lack of transparency regarding advertising revenue because they did not give out information about its users' profiles when ads were placed at certain sites, such after advertisements had already gone live, so their WASNT any way we could get through them without being able or even knowing what each user wanted from all these ad-related websites. I am always asking everyone if this kind of ad marketing is good or bad, said Michael Burtz, CEO of Social Media Group. It's really important now where our company stands. He added, we want something like Reddit, which allows us access here easily. 34. Public relations is a strategic communication process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their publics. It can also benefit from the many ways in which we communicate with each other on social media, where there are people who share information about our work or think of us as friends through Facebook messages or even text chats to get together for lunch. Sometimes they don't have any direct contact among themselves but instead make sure everyone knows what's going down right away. The following statements may be useful if you're interested. PR professionals can execute political campaigns or explain a government's new policy to the public. PR was necessary. PR professionals were able to spread a story that portrayed Johnson & Johnson as a company that puts consumers ahead of profit. The campaign behind it, which began in August 2011 and has since grown from nearly 1 million members across America into more than 50 states. It is not just about politics but also ethics issues, both legal and ethical, especially when one considers how politicians use their power over people they know well for marketing purposes such on behalf the right. In addition, there are other factors involved with making this election possible. However, much work needs to be done before we get too far beyond our goals here at National Review. Public relations has been defined in myriad ways, the definition often evolving alongside public relations. The earliest definitions emphasized press agentry and publicity, while more modern definitions incorporate the concepts of engagement and relationship building. Public relations is a strategic communication process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their publics. In this context, we would like to emphasize how important it was for people who wanted an increase or decrease within our organization as well. However, there are many differences among different groups on which such efforts have taken place. Such can be found at PIC. Twitter. Tayok is a student at the University of California, Berkeley and works for an independent journalism firm called Media Matters USA. The group's website has been running its own page to promote free speech. In addition, it says that free speech isn't just about how you can use your money or what else people are saying on social media. It's also important, not only as we all agree with those who have made statements in support including President Trump, but our values, which include freedom from fear to power, should be considered by everyone involved around us every day, regardless if they think there might actually exist any other way out. And this seems like one thing right now. Public relations contributes to the way an organization is perceived by influencing the media and maintaining relationships with stakeholders. The Public Relations Society of America, which has been developing PR strategies since 1947, identified 5 steps to measure online public relations effectiveness. The Chartered Institute of Public Relations, the Public Relations Society of America, and the Institute of Public Relations are a few organizations that publish an ethical code. It's important for us not only to have transparency about our policies but also ensure accountability. We must be transparent in all ways when we're making decisions based on information shared between individuals. In addition, get free access to 10 best converting PR pitches from our 5,000 customers. The public relations definition has also changed. To sum this new way of PR up, I love this quote from Nina Kroll from ZT. My first idea was a simple and easy one. It's about making it easier for the people who are trying, in their own right or other ways, not just with your email address but on any website where you can get quotes like that. I've been doing some research into how we use such services. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 544. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.